Good morning, I'm Eric Cornish with sports. Tonight is a big night at Slugger Field as the Bats celebrate reopening night at full capacity for the first time since the pandemic. Tickets are buy one, get one free as the Bats prepare for a six-game homestand versus Indianapolis. Tonight's game is set for 7 p.m. A big step was made for NCAA student-athletes yesterday as the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that collegiate sports participants can indeed receive unlimited compensation related to their education. The ruling opens up further possibility that college players may soon be able to accept third-party endorsement money while playing in college. The Tampa Bay Lightning is one game away from reaching the Stanley Cup. They got a quick jump on the Islanders last night with a goal in the first minute of play, the first of many in an 8-0 win. Game 6 is scheduled for Wednesday night in New York. Game 5 in the other semifinal happens tonight as Montreal visits Vegas at 9 p.m. That series is tied 2-2. The semifinals in the NBA are back underway tonight with Game 2 in the West with the Suns and Clippers. Phoenix leads 1-0. Tomorrow, the Eastern Conference Finals begin with Game 1 for the Bucks and Hawks. The NBA Draft Lottery is tonight as well as we find out the order in which the teams will pick in this year's NBA Draft. Finally, some local gymnasts will get some training from a world-class Olympian in the near future. Becca's Place Gymnastics and Cecilia announced on their Facebook page that Madison Cochin, a member of the women's 2016 gold medal Olympic gymnastics team, would be a guest coach for their competitive team in this summer's camp. The UCLA graduate was a member of the team known as the Final Five. Becca's Place is also holding a fundraiser for Adley and Tinley Ward, two sisters in LaRue County battling cancer. See Becca's Place Facebook for more information. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.